Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
With Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College, the beginning of the year, prospects are bright for Mexico. The candidacy of Ms. Sheinbaum is most promising. You can dream dreams with a chemical engineer in charge of a country that has not fully explored its natural resources. Good heavens. And Ms. Sheinbaum is an intellectual. She's very well trained. She comes from an intellectual family, teachers, professors. Her brother's a physicist. There's much promise in Mexico. At the same time, there is the border. And the negotiations again between Mexico City and Washington about the thousands crashing the American border. Last week, my reading of the news, Professor, is that the talks were concluded without conclusion and they will continue. What is the issue?
Absolutely. Among the many, of course, issues that you have between Mexico and the U.S. is a reflection of the economic and historical interdependence. And, of course, our geographic connectivity is, of course, the flow of people from but also through Mexico to the U.S. border. So, as you know, we had record intercepts by Customs and Border Patrol last year. So one of the questions now certainly has been the control of these flows, because Mexico's collaboration with the U.S. to prevent some of those people from actually reaching the U.S. southern border is a key part of that. And so Secretary of State Blinken, as well as National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, both traveled to have that meeting with her Mexican counterpart, Alicia Bárcena, the Mexican foreign minister, is the lead of her team. There was a lot of things that were superficially talked about, and so including root causes of the criminality, hope for some sort of long-term resolution of the status of Mexican and other immigrants in the United States, including people in the United States under the DACA program trying to make their situation permanent. So there are a lot of things that were spoken about in general terms, but probably the most important technical agreement was essentially Mexico agreeing to do a little bit more in the short term control the movement of people towards the north and move some of the people who have arrived in the north back towards the south, even deporting some of those people in Mexico that have come from Venezuela back to Venezuela if there's not a reasonable cause for them to be in Mexico. And in return for that, the U.S., which under this huge pressure of migration had shut down four key border crossings in Arizona, Texas, and in San Diego, agreed to reopen those crossings to facilitate the cross-border trade, which has essentially been severely impeding the Mexican economy with respect to agriculture and production of manufactured goods, as well as impeding legitimate crossings. And so really the most important thing was Mexico doing a little bit more and that easing up some of the economic impediments when we've had to shut down the border. But nothing was really solved in a long-term sense. And we're going to continue to deal with this issue as we move into the U.S. and Mexico election year 2024.
Secretary Blinken got involved, and given his travel schedule in the Middle East, this is an exhausting time for a Secretary of State. Is Blinken's presence at this level significant? Does this add weight to the conversation?
Well, certainly, as we recognized, there was a personal commitment in a telephone call between President Biden and AMLO to try to work through some of these issues. And so even though there had been a presidential level meeting, at the APEC summit not too long ago, this really, I think, was a follow-up to that presidential level commitment to try to keep working through some of these issues. And so, again, if you want to show you care, the president can't be there. Or the vice president, you sent your secretary of state. And so absolutely, it was symbolic of trying to work out something and show commitment. But But again, there wasn't a lot of anything concrete beyond some of these technical issues that was taken forward. Although, again, certain things were put on the table to show that both sides recognized the importance of the relationship. But it was definitely a demonstration of the importance that both sides put on this issue to send leaders of that high level.
I mentioned the border because it's an election year. And it is as critical to Washington with the president running for re-election as it is to Mexico City. Do we have any indication, we just have less than a minute, that Ms. Sheinbaum as president would have a different approach to the border situation, on and off? Would she recommend policies? Has she talked about policies that are profound? We have 30 seconds.
Well, this has been an issue where certainly AMLO, with his perceived public compassion, the Mañaneras, he has been very effective in connecting with the Mexican people and advocating for the position of Mexicans in the U.S. With Claudia Sheinbaum, she's been more silent on the issue and has much more of a technocratic orientation. Right. And so it'll be interesting to see her position on these issues going forward. But she's been a lot more silent than AMLO to date on this particular issue.
Professor Evan Ellis, the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, the year of elections in the Americas. First major election is May in Panama. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.